Good Tuesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we share together in God's Word for a few moments each weekday morning. Today, we are in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. And today's reading includes a description of the person and the work of Christ and concludes with Paul's exhortation to remain faithful. And God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn son, superior to all created things. For through him God created everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things, including spiritual powers, lords, rulers, and authorities. God created the whole universe through him and for him. Christ existed before all things, and in union with him, all things have their proper place. He is the head of his body, the church. He is the source of the body's life. He is the firstborn son who was raised from death in order that he alone might have the first place in all things. For it was by God's own decision that the Son was in himself the full nature, has in himself the full nature of God. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace through his Son's blood on the cross, so brought back to himself all things, both on earth and in heaven. At one time you were far away from God and were his enemies because of all the evil things you did and thought. But now, by means of the physical death of his Son, God has made you his friends in order to bring you holy, pure, and faultless into his presence. You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation, and must not allow yourselves to be shaken from the hope you gained when you heard the gospel. It is of this gospel that I, Paul, became a servant, this gospel which has been preached to everybody in the world. And today's key verse is Colossians chapter 5, verse 15, where Paul writes, Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn son, superior to all created beings. Now, it's interesting that here we're given kind of like a job description, just a little thumbnail job description of Jesus' responsibility of the functions of the Godhead, And one of the functions that the second person of the Trinity holds as the Christ, as the Son, is to be the visible likeness of the invisible God. Because, as we know, the Word tells us that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so when it comes time for the invisible God to reveal himself to his creation, whether this is done in an Old Testament Christophany, pre-incarnate manifestation of the Christ, or however it's done. You see it so many times with Abraham, and the angel of the Lord would appear. This is the Christ. This is one of his responsibilities. And so, you know, it's interesting, you know, I keep telling young people, everybody has responsibilities. It doesn't matter how rich and how famous you are, you still have things that you alone are responsible to fulfill. And here we see even Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, still has responsibilities. He represents the Father. He represents the Godhead to God's creation. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank and I praise you that you made me your friend and have brought me into your presence. Help me to remain faithful and not stray from your teachings. Guide me day by day in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Colossians chapter 1, beginning verse 24, where the Apostle Paul describes his work as a servant of the gospel. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.